All right, so some news out of Nebraska football that has been hinted at for about a week. Credit Sean Callahan. He was the first that I saw. Luke McCaffrey, Will Farniok, Cade Warner all transferring from Nebraska. So many things here in play. Nebraska will return one captain from last year. That'll be Adrian Martinez. So Luke McCaffrey, who there was some discussion that he was not going to be in person for this semester in Lincoln, but would stay with online classes. That is not happening. And now one of your starting quarterbacks from 2020, your backup center, Will Farniok, and Cade Warner, who went from a walk-on to a scholarship wide receiver and a captain, they are leaving the program. So quite the offseason in additions and subtractions. But again, Luke McCaffrey, Will Farniok, Cade Warner all have entered the transfer portal. It'll be a very busy offseason in the portal for the McCaffreys. His brother Dylan, who opted out at Michigan, is in the portal, and now Luke will join him. Let's discuss this. And probably not a surprise across the board with all three of these. None of these three you will go, oh my God. There has been so much smoke surrounding Luke McCaffrey that the computers were on fire. Could Luke McCaffrey's time at Nebraska been salvaged? He was given the opportunity to prove that he could be the starting quarterback. We know how that worked out. That was not going to work out. 76 pass attempts, one touchdown pass, six interceptions. The inability to throw the ball with consistency, just not there. But what did Luke McCaffrey do well? I think of the first game of the year against Ohio State and that game plan. That game plan was effective. Did it catch Ohio State off guard using McCaffrey and Martinez in volume like Nebraska did? A little bit. No one expected that. No one had seen it. And it was a great plan until it kind of ran out of steam. But it was a curveball that you would think we would have seen it more throughout the season. And we really did not after the opening game against Ohio State. But it showed you a little bit what McCaffrey can do. McCaffrey in high school, he wasn't a full-time quarterback until his senior year. What did he do as a junior? He was an excellent wide receiver. What did he do at Nebraska? Well, running the football. He just did not throw the football very well. So if that's the case, you have to be honest. You have to look in the mirror and go, he's not the quarterback that we need to get us to where we're going, which the big thing is, can Adrian Martinez throw the ball downfield? I mean, you've transitioned to that in 21 is we don't have Wandale Robinson. We got wide receivers that can get downfield. We got to find somebody who can throw the ball downfield. Luke McCaffrey could not do that. So that was already your decision was made, but you put yourself out there saying he is the future. So something went sideways during the course of this season. McCaffrey was given the opportunity to start, and I do believe at the time, to hold on to that job. It would have taken a lot for him to give up that job. It would have taken him opening up the door for Adrian Martinez to come back, and he did that with his play. And Adrian Martinez came in and established himself as your best quarterback in the last four games of this season. But McCaffrey really never got back into the mix. And I'm sure in the month of December, things got a little sideways, discussions happened. And then the Rutgers game, which we have discussed after it happened, weeks after it's happened, how strange it was for Luke McCaffrey to not be in uniform for that game. I think his head coach was protecting him a little bit, saying there was an undisclosed injury. I think there was a comment or two about the signals and who was going to be signaling in place. Come on. If you went to him and said, I think your best ability, your best chance to get on the field and help us win is not as a quarterback. I spoke too soon. Now, I'm paraphrasing a little bit of the head coach here. We don't see you as a quarterback, but we see you as a valuable asset to our program in multiple ways where You become the Swiss Army knife. And man, look at that role where people are scheming for Luke McCaffrey. Come on, let's be honest. They weren't scheming for him at quarterback with his arm. They were scheming for his legs. If that conversation happened, I hope it happened. And if Luke McCaffrey balked at it, that's fine. You've made your statement. What you see, this is what he wants to do. And nothing you can do to make up the difference. If that's the case, that's fine. But it's not like you blindsided Luke McCaffrey and said, man, we don't know about you as quarterback. He got plenty of opportunities. And we all saw that he is not the kind of quarterback that Nebraska needs at this moment. They need much better at that position. And so he moves on, and another son of an NFL player, NFL Hall of Famer, Pro Football Hall of Famer, and Cade Warner moves on. Now, I think the situation with Cade Warner is you've got a wide receiver room that is now starting to build up scholarship players. And Cade Warner started to disappear a little bit. Also think Dad was involved. I mean, Dad has not been quiet on social media in expressing some of his concerns about Nebraska's offense. But the wide receiver room, in a wide receiver room that had a lot of questions, could not break through. And so, best to move on. And when Cade Warner was healthy, he was a valuable asset. But when you're 12-20 in 3 years and it's go time in year four, you don't need valuable assets you can rely on. Hey, they're, you know, a guy that can do this and this. You need game changers. And I don't know if they saw Cade Warner as a game changer. Now, with Will Farniok, I think, went through a career that he was extremely disappointed on how he was used. Backup center to Cameron Jurgens. A couple of years ago, before Cam Jurgens was officially given the center position, he was given the starting center position, there were a lot of linemen that thought Will Farniok had beat him out. What do I always say? You can't lie to people on your team about playing time. They're there in the trenches. They're going through it. They know who's good and who's not as good. And there were many times that Will Farniok was the better center and was not given that opportunity. And probably also was not given a distinguished role on what he was going to do in his career. If Cam Jurgens struggles and we have to take him out of the game, does that mean Will Farniak's coming in? Or they just move his brother? And when you struggled in 3 years and you have three players transfer this late in January and all go into the portal at the same time, and one of them is somebody that has started at quarterback on the heels of a two-year starter at wide receiver / running back, this will get a lot of attention today. The names will get a lot of attention. So brace yourself when McCaffrey and Warner show up. The optics from outside won't look good for Nebraska. But with what Nebraska has to do right now, and they don't need drama, they don't need, are we doing this? Are we doing that? They need some straightforward, this is where we're going. It's okay. All three will find somewhere else where they can play and Nebraska can move on, and especially in the quarterback room where now that does set up. You are betting on yourself that your tutelage of Adrian Martinez and Logan Smothers is the guy. You have just rolled a major piece of dice. That you can take Adrian Martinez and get him to a consistent place where his best football is still ahead of him, and bring along Logan Smothers. I said to somebody over the weekend, this spring is all about Logan Smothers. Even after Scott had said he's going to take more of a concerted effort in being involved with Adrian Martinez, this spring is about Logan Smothers. He's the heir apparent. And that's been pretty well known of how much you think about Logan Smothers, why you recruited him with his speed, that he looks more like a quarterback playing quarterback than an athlete playing quarterback. That the quarterback position, whether it be Mario Verduzco or Scott Frost working with the quarterbacks, you are betting on yourself now because there are three scholarship quarterbacks. Heinrich Harburg just got there from Kearney Catholic. I think with an opening, Nebraska will be very enticing to a transfer out of the portal that plays quarterback, but I don't see it as somebody that would be in the portal that is a big-name quarterback, or if any of those are left, that would choose Nebraska. But now you're down to three scholarship quarterbacks, one who you've got to fix and get going in the right direction, or at least get some answers about what he's going to give you, and then bring your future quarterback along, and then go a step further. You've got to hit on your 2022 quarterback. So this, from the outside, the optics won't be good because you're going to have Ed McCaffrey's son and Kurt Warner's son are leaving the program. One of them being a captain. One of them started a game at quarterback. But in this situation, for what Nebraska has to do, and the clock is ticking, you can't have lingering questions and rumors. And this is what these have been for about 10 days now. And they got cleared up. And it's fine. Move on. Because we saw enough of Luke McCaffrey that he was could still be a valuable asset to Nebraska, running the football, catching the football, but not throwing the football. If that's the case, that you went back and said, yeah, maybe not as the quarterback, but, and he said, no, I would like to be quarterback. That's why I came to Nebraska. Not much you could do. Got to be fair to both sides. See, last week was quiet. Now we got some news. McCaffrey, Farniok, Will Farniok, and Cade Warner all will enter the transfer portal. 11:16. We will dive more into this. You got questions. You got discussions. Probably not surprised. I don't think I'm going to find anybody that's going to be like, oh my God, what's happening with Nebraska football? I laid out why I think there has been the departure of these three. Sometimes when you leave, it's a good thing. I don't agree that Wandale Robinson leaving is a good thing for Nebraska. I think in the case of Luke McCaffrey, it's okay. It's okay that he's leaving because he's not going to be your quarterback. And you need to figure out that position, but then you got a guy that's sitting there that you believe is the future at quarterback. And that being Logan Smothers. All right, Nebraska Ball Mike, stay right there. We'll get to you. More of your phone calls, 951-1620, or into the Equitable Bank inbox, Gary or George at 1620thezone.com, at Gary Sharp 1620, at My Ace is Black 04, Matt Lothrop, Robin Washit, Tom Chattel, all to join us today. What?
They showed the third and goal play, and every time I watch it, I facepalm. He should have ran. Man, okay. I'll be all right. I'll probably be better tomorrow.
How many people in your life, your friends, do you know that are attracted to drama? They, like, love drama.
Oh.
Aaron Rodgers kind of is attracted or likes drama.
Yeah.
Lives in drama. He thrives in drama. I have a friend. This was about 15 years ago. Got married. And I said, And I met his now wife, and they've been married for they've been about 11 years. They got a couple of kids. They got a really, really good family. I met her and I said, "Man, she is a drama queen." And then I looked at my friend and I said, "Wow, Jason, you're a drama queen as well, or a king in this case." Aaron Rodgers is attracted to drama.
Yeah.
He brings drama.
Those people do exist.
They do, and they're perfect for each other.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Packers need drama.
I don't think so either.
They don't thrive with drama.
No, but Aaron Rodgers can stay.
George, I think he's going to have like 52 teammates.
That's fine.
Yeah. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show after this.